This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that releasing your past brings about transformation. We are continuing our four-part series on how we move from self-doubt to clarity about our life's purpose. Transformation is central to this process. One thing that can hinder us from real transformation is the inability to release our past. It's the subtle berating of oneself. If only I had made different choices. If only I could take back my words. On occasion, you may proclaim to yourself that that's it. You're leaving the past in the past. Yet something triggers you to recall a past event, and without even realizing it, you're back to carrying those invisible bags of shame, guilt, and inadequacy. When I turn to the scriptures, I look to Peter's life. We know that Peter denied Christ and experienced horrible shame and guilt for his actions. But here's the key. Peter didn't stay in this place. He learned to trust God evermore, and he didn't allow his past actions to hinder who he was to become. In fact, Act 5 tells us how the sick were carried out into the street and left on cots so that when Peter walked by, at least his shadow might fall upon them and heal them. Imagine that. After all that Peter had done, denying Christ, cutting off a man's ear, the Holy Spirit still enveloped Peter such that his very shadow could produce healing. So today, release your past, trust God evermore, and remember these words. I, yes, I alone, will blot out your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Isaiah 43:25. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, release and renew.